When I was 19, immortal, and free of the need of my parents' permission, I jumped out of an airplane. My exit off the wing was perfect, but I botched the landing and broke my leg. On the way to the hospital, we celebrated with a special herb from Colombia my buddy and I had saved for the occasion. Arriving at the hospital serenely happy, I was immediately whisked into surgery and outfitted with a large, heavy cast. I still have 3 screws in that leg. You would have thought I'd learned something about risk, but I was 19. Living on a lake with a bunch of other rowdy kids, I promptly took our tiny sailboat out with my broken leg, an old broom for a paddle, and no life jackets. If I'd gone overboard, I would have sunk to the bottom like a mafia hit. A month after the parachuting accident, on our way home late one night after some serious partying, my friend swerved to avoid a possum crossing the road. Of course, no one was wearing a seatbelt as the car rolled 3 times. Chuck Berry was playing "No Particular Place to Go" on the 8-track as we came to an abrupt end in a ditch, headlights shining up into the darkness, windshield gone, tires hung up on fenders. We managed to extricate ourselves and limp to the hospital. My friend had broken his neck, and I had a cracked sternum to add to that broken leg. As soon as my cast was off, I bought a nice Triumph Bonneville motorcycle. No helmet. By the end of my 19th year, I'd been arrested and thrown into the Knox County Jail and tear-gassed at an anti-war rally in D.C. I did survive that last teen year, but barely. For 45 years since, I've been free of major illness or injury, thanks in no small part to equal helpings of luck and adult common sense. But recently I took a serious fall while running, and this week I had rotator cuff surgery. I've lost the use of my right arm for 6 weeks. It may never get back to normal. But I managed to survive young and stupid, and I'm hoping older and wiser is just as forgiving. This is Michael Ellis with The Perspective.